The Beresford, written by Will Carver and read by Theo Solomon. Your daughter brings home Abe Schwartz and you're pleased. Not for her. This guy won't last. He's not dangerous or charismatic. He's not on any of the sports teams. He doesn't ride a motorcycle or wear a leather jacket. He's scrawny and academic and polite. He's average. He's normal. He's nice. What he lacks in charisma, he can't make up for with enthusiasm. Yes, your daughter brings home Abe Schwartz and you're pleased. For you. She drinks too much at a party and Abe Schwartz is going to put her safely into a cab and walk her back to her doorstep. He's not even thinking about how he will get home. Maybe he's not drinking so he can drive her back himself. That's the kind of thing he'd do. Abe probably doesn't like parties anyway, because other people make him feel anxious and uncomfortable. Your kid is never going to fall off the back of Abe's bike at 90 miles per hour and shatter her skull or fracture her pelvis. Don't worry. And that pelvis won't be moving into a position to squeeze out a child anytime soon, because Abe will double bag his penis if things get that far, or he'll shoot a load into his pants. He doesn't have your daughter bent over in an alley behind the club. That Schwartz guy isn't knocking up anybody. He's a safe bet. Here's the thing. No parent had to think this. Nobody had to feel pleased for themselves about Abe Schwartz because Abe never dated in school. By the time he hit university, though, that whole geek thing was really taking off. He got laid, he wore a condom, just the one, and he didn't come in his pants. And he did go to parties and drink, and he tried the softer drugs, and he liked them. He still does, occasionally. But he never rode a motorcycle, and he never let a girlfriend make her own way home, whether she was drunk or not. He fucked in a bed, never outside, and only twice on the floor. Then he did what was expected of him, which was graduate and obtain a job that he never really wanted. He doesn't really care about, but cannot leave because he has to buy food and pay rent. And he doesn't want to starve, and he doesn't want to get evicted. That's Abe. And that brings us up to date. Abe Schwartz lives in a one-bed furnished flat, an apartment building called The Beresford. The bell rings and he's the one opening the front door to a stranger. Before that, he's dragging a dead body into his room, mopping up blood and asking himself, what the hell just happened?